For decades, a known number of Sudanese children have been forced into labor and early marriages. The transitional government says that will no longer be tolerated. Labor and Social Development Minister Lina Sheikh says her government is committed to reforming all laws that protect the rights of children in Sudan in accordance with the other rights stipulated in the country's constitution. The minister made the remarks while addressing participants at a workshop in Khartoum aimed at preparing a roadmap for implementing the Child Act and talk about how to end child marriages and other issues affecting women and children, including female genital mutilation. The minister says for the last 1 year, her ministry, in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice, has been working to reform laws that protecting children.
A lot has been achieved in this regard through the efforts of regional and international organizations that has been a full support of child rights in Sudan. Their support has helped us carry a lot of reforms, including Panel Act and other related regulations.
In May this year, the government criminalized FGM, making the act punishable by law. As Sheikh says, she is aware some communities have resisted the new law, but says the government is trying to overcome the resistance by working with the key community leaders.
We need to discover the real influence personalities in our communities. We need to know who makes decisions when it comes to child issues in the communities. They need to be involved during the implementation process.
Samia Argawi, an advocate and a member of the local rights group Know for Women Oppression, welcomed the criminalization of FGM and says any parents or midwife found practicing female genital mutilation should be prosecuted in a court of law.
This is an inhuman act and it causes a lot of health complications for girls. If a circumcised girl gets married, they will face a lot of problems in their marriage and even during the labor.
Argawi rejects the notion that FGM is in any connected to religion.
It has nothing to do with religion in any way. It has nothing to do with health, as they claim that it reduces sexual desire for women. It doesn't help a girl in any way because sexual desires comes from the brain but not from the removal part.
Sudanese Director General of Police Izzedine Sheikh Ali vows to implement the law on FGM and directed all police departments to immediately implement the decision.
I'm here officially directing all our police forces across the country, including family and child protection units, to immediately get involved in protecting the child rights, being on the social level or before the law.
At least 87% of Sudanese women aged between 14 and 49 have undergone some form of FGM, according to the United Nations. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.